One of the keynotes in Tisha B'Av is the Asara Harugi Malchus. Now, let me just give you a little background of Asara, you know, Asara Harugi Malchus. A couple of years ago, the Sefer came out called Asara Harugi Malchus. What a name for Asara Harugi Malchus. Written by Rav Avner Wilner, I believe his name is. And it's a fascinating Sefer. And in the Sefer, he collected 42 piyutim on Asara Harugi Malchus. We only know from our liturgy two piyutim. We recite Asara Harugi Malchus on Tisha B'Av, and the kino called Arzei Halavanon, Adirei HaTorah, Balei Tresim, the Mishnah of the Gemara. It's a very short kino. It's from the shortest kinos on Tisha B'Av. And it mentions the Asara Gemachs. Maybe we'll see, maybe we'll do it inside, perhaps. And then the other much more elaborate kina that we know, that we are very familiar with, is the kina of Eila Eskara that most of us recite on Yom Kippur during Musaf. So we know Eila. I'm discussing here Ashkenazim, of course. Sfaradim have different minhagim. There are many customs, as he shows in the Sefer, of when you say various piyutim. But from our... what we are familiar with as Ashkenazim, Eila Eskra, Arze Halavanon, are the two major piyutim. Eila Eskra and Yom Kippur is very elaborate, and Arze Halavanon is short. And we say it during Musaf. It used to be, it appears, that even by Ashkenazim it was said during Mincha, or it's said other times. But by us, it's already Pashut that it's said part of the Musaf, part of the Nusach of Musaf on Yom Kippur is when we say Eila Eskra. Okay, there are. But those are only two of what he collected, 42. He has 42 piyutim, if I'm not mistaken, that he collected from the Kadmoinim. We're dealing with other Rishonim, people who wrote these piyutim going back 800 years ago, 700 years ago, so 600 years ago, from a whole period of time, the same time when the piyutim, I don't really know when the same time when the piyut of Arzei Halavanon and Eila Eskra were written, there were other famous Paitonim which wrote piyutim on the Asara Harugi Malchus. And what's very interesting is they're all very different. First of all, who were the Asara Harugi Malchus? So, I don't remember the details, but if you collect all 42, you'll find that there are 22 Asara Harugi Malchus. 22 candidates for the 10. These special 10. It's not clear who exactly are the Asara. There are different traditions. It's very complicated. We are familiar with what we know from our two piyutim. Where does it come from, the Asara Gemalchus? It comes from a little bits and pieces of Gemara here and there. It comes from a little bit of a Yerushalmi. It comes from Midrashim scattered. And it comes from what's called the Midrash Eila Eskara. This is probably the earliest record of there being such a thing as 10 tzaddikim, Talmidei Chachamim, that were killed by the Romans for whatever reason, which we'll see a little bit as we read through Eila Eskara. And this is the earliest source for the Paitonim. The Paitonim need source material. When they write up the Asara Gemalchus in 10, 15, 20, 30 lines, where are they taking their source material? From a Gemara here, a Yerushalmi here, a Medrash here, and a special short Medrash. It goes all the way back from the time of the earliest Midrashim, Medrash Eila Eskra. Now, I've made a photocopy of the first version. If I'm not mistaken, there are three versions of Medrash Eila Eskra. I have it over here. This is Nusach 2, and there is a third Nusach 3. Nusach 3. There are three versions of Medrash Eila, and they're all different. Different people, different stories, different ideas. It's very interesting. So I want now just to run through very quickly, just to read very quickly through the first version of Eila, not the whole thing, of course. We'll do as far as we can get. And it's just interesting. It brings out things that some will be familiar from what we read on Yom Kippur, and some will be different ideas that you may have heard here and there, but here you see it inside in its original source, where the Paitonim took their material to create the piyut. But again, this is one version. And each one of the 42 different piyutim that have been composed by various great Talmidei Chachamim, they're not in agreement with each other. One is focusing on the first version of Medrash Asar, and the others are focusing on the second version and the third version. Some didn't accept this. They only took from the Gemara, they took from a Yerushalmi, from a Medrash, from here and there. But this appears to be one of the primary sources where the Paitanim extracted their materials. Let's begin. I'm going to go very, very quick. I'm not going to translate everything. I'll just run through it and we'll see how much time we'll spend on this. It begins with the trees. When Hashem, there are a lot of mishalim. Many mishalim proverbs in this medrash. Kishabara Kadosh Baruch Hu es Hilanus Hayu Miskoyim B'Koymosam U'Magbiim Atzmo L'mal L'mal. When Hashem created the trees. The trees were very arrogant. Can you imagine? Ma'aseh B'Reishis. The trees came into this world and they got very, very tall. They were very arrogant. We are the highest objects, the highest things in the creation. V'kevin Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu es HaBarzel. When Barzal was created, Hayu Mashpilam Atzmam, they became humble. When they said, Oy Lanu, woe to us, Shekvar Baruch Hu Shbaruch Hu Davar Sheyichrei Saisanu, the Barzal will destroy us. Now what's the mashal? So the Medrash goes on. Koch, this is the starting mashal for the Asara Harugi Malchus. Achar Churban Habayis, after the Churban, which is very controversial what it's saying, that the Asara Malchus took place after. Because other sources seem to indicate that the first two of the Asara Gemalchus, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosi, and the Nasi, Rabbi Shimon, died before the Chorban. So this already is a controversial statement. Kach achar Chorban habayis, hayu peritzei hadar miskam, the arrogant ones of the generations, they declared the Amru. Ma kivsadnu bozeh shenechav habayis. What's the big deal? There's no Beis HaMikdash. Hare yesh b'neinu talmidei chachamim shemadrichin es ha'olam b'toyrasai uv'mitzvosav. They will guide us. So there's no Beis HaMikdash. We can be good Jews. We can be good Jews, observant Jews in Galus. Miyad? That's why there are asara harugi malchus. No sana kadosh baruch hu b'leiv ha-kesar shel roimi lilmoy toras moshe v'pi chachamim hilon b'toyr v'zkenim v'hiskel b'sev v'reishis v'hoye loimen ad shegil v'eil ha-mishpatim v'keim shegil v'posik v'gona v'ish v'mokhara v'miyad v'mitzir l'malos p'leit himam no'olim. Okay, this goes to what we learn in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we learned that he read this in the Aseres Hadibros. Kidnapping. This is a chi of mitzvah for kidnapping. And he filled up his palace with shoes. When the ten brothers sold Yosef, what did they buy with the money they got for selling Yosef, the brother, to Egypt? They bought shoes with the money. So he's coming to right away to remind these ten tzaddikim that your ancestors bought, they sold your brother, and with the money they bought new shoes. V'shalach likroi la'asar chachmei Yisrael, ten talmidei chamim bo lefanav v'yoshivam b'ka teid ro'ol shel zav and shears of gold. I have a shailas, I call for the great rabbis to answer my shaila. What's your question? So he asks his ten talmidei chachamim. Mi shagonav ish miachav shol b'nei yishol v'hisamer bo b'chorah ma'adino. Kidnapping, what's the law? Amru lo ha-tara amru, mos yumas. Death. Anav amru lechem, so the kesar said, if that's the case, then kain atem chayav misa. Yichayv misa. The ten brothers, your ancestors, sold your brother. If they were alive, I would kill them. But they're long gone, therefore you're going to be their replacements. Therefore you will be their replacements. Give us 3 days to verify if what you're saying is correct. Im nimsa zuchus al atzmeinu muta v'im lav asei ma shetach putz, do what you want. V'nisrat zelohem, the kesar said, fine, I'll give you 3 days before I carry out my evil decree. Yatzim l'fana v'chilu espevi v'shmol koyim gadol sheyaskir Hashem ha-gadol. He was the koyim gadol. He said Hashem's name. V'yach, he went v'yal l'rakia v'yachar v'nigzor g'zer meis Hashem isparach v'yitir v'shmol tzatzim v'tfilu v'kidushin v'satir v'talus v'tfilin. He put on tassat tfilin. He said Hashem's name, Bifeirusho, and he was elevated to heaven. Miyad Nisao Haruach Ve'Viu Lamala Ad Rekia Hashishi Pogabo Gavriel Hamalach. He met Gavriel. V'Yamalo Atahu Yishmol. Gavriel said to him, "Are you Yishmol? Shekoincha Mishtabeich B'chol B'chol Yom Sheish Lo Eved Baritz Shadoimel L'Klas Taponov." Hashem brags about you. Oh, you're the famous Yishmol. Gavriel tells Yishmol, you know, Hashem in heaven, he's always bragging about you. He always says, "I have this great tzaddik who lives on the earth. His name is Yishmol." Amalo, yeah, that's me. Anihu. That itself requires bayer. Amalo, lama alislekka. What are you doing here, Yishmol? Amalo, lefisha malchus harashad gozer gzer lein labi menu atzor mincha chamishol. V'alitz liyeda im agzer hi meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalo, Gavriel im hi agzer lo yichasmo tucha levatla. So he said, so Gavriel says, but if it's a gzera, so what's it going to help to come here? Amalo hein, amalo b'meh, amalo b'shem yisparach, am yod amal Gavriel, v'amal ashrechem b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov shagila HaKadosh Baruch Hu lochem ma'ashalo gila l'malach ha'yashar. So this is a fascinating part of the Medrash. That Gavriel said, I didn't know this, that it's possible for a human being to annul a decree of Hashem. Here in heaven, if Hashem says something, that's the way it goes. No questions asked. I'm fascinated that the human beings down there on earth have more power than us upstairs. They have the power to annul a decree. I never knew this. Okay, now the Medrash goes on a tangent and says, who exactly is this person, Rebbe Yishmol, that came to heaven to ask, to verify if this is true? So it tells a very quick story. We're running very quick. He was from the seven most beautiful people that ever existed. His face looked like a malach. And we're going to see the moment that Rabbi Yishmael looked just like the malach Gavriel. How? Interesting story. Who is his father? And this also is something which is very different than we learn in Piyutim. He was Rabbi Yishmol ben Yossi. In the Piyot, I think most of the Mefarshim are of the opinion that it's Rabbi Yishmol ben Elisha, not Rabbi Yishmol ben Yossi. But in this Medrash, this version here of that we're reading from, it was Rabbi Yishmol, the first of the Asara Harugi Malchus, the Kohen Gadol that did service during the Churban Bayis Sheni, was Rabbi Yishmol ben Rabbi Yossi. His father did not have children until later in his life. And his wife complained to him, "How come we don't have children?" We don't have children. We don't have children. It's because the wives of other people, when they leave the mikvah, they're very careful what they do in between the time of leaving the mikvah until the time they are with their husband. Very interesting. It's brought down la halacha. A woman is supposed to look into heaven when she comes out of mikvah. A lot of these things are brought down la halacha, some of these things. So he said as follows. So he goes on. So his wife said, "If that's the case, I'm going to be very careful in this matter." And here's what happened. The cave on Shalchalus, she went to mikvah. The yatsa mi beis hatfila pagaba kelef. The first thing she met when she came out of mikvah was a dog. So what did she do? She went back to mikvah. Chazra v'tavla pam shen. It's the second time. Pagaba chazir. Second time she met a pig. Chazra v'tavla pam shalichus adashon shemoinim pam. This happened 8 times. All different animals.
80
times. Shemoinim pam. 80 times. Amakadosh Baruch Hu. L'gavriel. Harbe nitzta eres hatzadekes. This woman is in such pain, goes to mikveh 80 times. So now I understand, I never knew this. I don't know if I go to mikveh, but there are people, I always wonder, what's going on there? They go down, they go into mikveh 10 times, 20 times, they have all these... Go to mikveh once, you dunk once, and you're finished. What's this many times? So it appears that that there's such a thing of being toivel to mikveh many times has something to do with this. Is that we want to give a shir in the Daf Yomi section about mikvah. When you come out of mikvah, is the moment of tahara. It has something to do with this of being toivel many times. She was toivel 80 times. Leich, so Hashem said, this woman is going. She's going crazy. She's going out of her mind. She can't do this 80 times. So Hashem said to Gavriel, "You go and you be the one that she greets when she comes out of mikvah. Lech v'Hisrael loch kidmus ba'alo, you appear to her in the image of her husband. Miyad yatsa Gavriel v'holach v'yosha b'pesach b'satvila v'hoye nidmila kidmus t'yer b'yosi ha'ba'alo, v'tavsa v'alich l'beisa, so she came out of mikvah, she saw Gavriel, and Gavriel grabbed her and took her home. V'oysa ha'layla nis'aba, she became pregnant, v'yolda Rabbi Shmuel, and that evening, there was no hefsek between the time she came from mikvah and she was with her husband. The only one that she was in contact with was the Malach Gavriel. She saw Gavriel. That night she got pregnant. And that is why her child, the first of the Asara, Haruge Malchus, Rabbi Shmuel, resembled Gavriel. So Rabbi Shmuel came to Shammai and he said, "You look just like me. You look, why did Rabbi Shmuel look just like Gavriel?" Because Gavriel was the one that appeared to his mother when she came out of mikvah. Okay. Okay. Amar Gavriel, Yishmoel, Bini, Chei Nafshecha, Shekach, Shomati, Mechaya, Paragot, Shasor, Hachach, Meishol, Nimshul, Harigo, Bial, Malchus, HaRosha. That's right. There's a gezer on 10 tzaddikim. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Amaloy, Al Mechuyas, Yosef. This is very controversial. The reason why is a kapar, like we said, a mechiras Yosef. Shemachru echav shemidas adin mikat reges b'chol yom lufnei kitzei hakavod yameres klum kosavta b'tarascha ois achas levatala. Hare ashvatim shemachru es Yosef lo parato adai mehem oi mizaram. Lefichach nigzura gezera ala sora chachma yisrael lemosham lahariga b'yad malchus harasha. 10 brothers sold Yosef. Binyamin was not yet born. Well, I'm sorry, I take that back. He was born, but he was not present at the Mechira. And they sold Yosef, the 11th. So there are 10 brothers. There have to be 10 replacements for the 10 brothers. So many generations. It's been so many years since this happened. Hashem now finally wants retribution. Yishmol b'ni, shemiyoyim shemachu hashvatim es Yosef loymotzak l'shparuchu b'dor echor asorat tzadikim v'chassidim k'mo shashvatim. Never did it happen. It's a fascinating idea. And according to the Medrash, that it was never in one generation 10 tzadikim and present at the same time from the time of the shvatim. And by the way, that itself is very difficult because we know that Rabbi Akiva was one of the 10 tzadikim and he died 65 years after Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon. So was that called the same generation? Maybe it is. Maybe 65 years is still called the same generation. They were in the same period of time. Because as far as we know, the Asar Gemalchus did not all die in one shot. They died over a very long period of time of at least 65 years. But in this Medrash is telling us that they all are in the same generation. You go to the Medrash, you extract a major Yisoides. You learn to read the Piyutim, you don't get all the details. You get a little hit thing there. Number one, the Medrash on this point, let's focus on this point, is that Hashem was looking for 10 tzaddikim in one generation. And that's why it took such a long time. It's true, there were tzaddikim in other generations until this point in time, but Hashem wants a one-shot deal. What?
It would seem there were many generations.
It's saying here, Anshe Kness Hagdola was later. So that is part of the awesome chiddush of this medrash. You're right.
But those weren't tzaddikim.
Not on this level. It's awesome. How could that be? Niskadnu Hadaras. But that is what it, that's why I'm bringing this with you, because there are such incredible chidushim here. In one generation, 10 people that have never been to such a concentration of righteousness in one point of time did not exist in the time of the Shabbos. That's what it says. I'm not making this up.
But at the same time, you're also saying that it wasn't quite all at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. Every single thing over here is a chidush.
Another thing, if I just go back, it said at the beginning, it was after the Korban. But Rabbi Shmuel is Kohen Gadol. There's no Kohen Gadol after the Churban.
He was the Kohen Gadol. According to another source that I've seen, I don't remember where, he died 2.5 months before the Churban, the 25th day of Sivan.
So then all this happened before the Churban.
Exactly. But what does it say here in the beginning of the Medrash? It was after the Churban.
So
what I'm saying. That I'm just trying to point out all of these inconsistencies and these contradictions. And now we have a better appreciation of why there are 42 piyutim. And if the 42 piyutim, let's talk about the most basic thing. Who were they? Forget about all of these midrashim and these mystical things. I counted 22 candidates for the 10. And let me ask you a question. What makes you from the Asura and the 6 million kedoshim of the Holocaust and doesn't qualify for the Asura Gimalchus and all of the horrors throughout 2,000 years of Golus? You know, they're not part of the Asura Gimalchus. Why was the death, the torture, specifically the 10 that we will select, going to be the kapara for Mechiras Yosef? And you should also be aware that there's a sefer called the Shalshalas HaKabbalah, which was, I think, the early Achronim, I don't know the details, it's very controversial. He says that this whole matter, she dismissed the whole matter, she says that it's not true. It's not shaykh that the Hasar Gimalchus the kapara for the Mechiras Yosef. Hashem doesn't delay loyumsu avos albanim, it's kinei kol terakula, such a thing. That Hashem should take tzaddikim 20 generations later on, and they're going to be a kapara. What happened 1,000 years ago? We don't understand these things. This is not a mahalach in Yadus. You don't play around like this. Person has emuna, pshuta, and a kadosh baruch hu, and the paitonim got a little carried away, he writes. Bodu mi libo. Now, the paitonim maybe got carried away, but how do you deal with a medrash? A medrash asar gimalchus. A gemara doesn't say anywhere in the gemara about mechiras Yosef. Nowhere. You're not going to find anywhere in the gemara that the asar gimalchus was a kapara for mechiras Yosef. Nowhere. Here, if it only was in the Paitonin, okay, you could say they got carried away. They wanted to dramatize Yom Kippur.
Poetic license.
Dramatize Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, people are in shul, you gotta wake them up. So you say a little things, and you go off the deep end. But it's a medrash. So how far do you go with them? That itself is a very big question. How literal do you take midrashim? We always say that you don't pass on the halacha from a medrash. You don't. The halacha comes from the Talmud, not from the drasha. It's interesting. How far does it go? I don't know. Let's go further.
According to the Ezra, why were they killed? Was it they were teaching Klal Yisrael Torah?
They were. It was a rishus. They were teaching Torah. Each one was different. They represented. Let's see, it talks about that. It discussed that in the Medrash. We're running out of time, so a few more minutes, just a little bit more. Now it goes to another very interesting thing, which I never heard of before until I saw this. So he says, it's that Chai Navshcha Shishmol B'ni Shemayom Shemachu Hashvatim Esa Yosef Eloi Motzach Hashparuchu B'dor Echad Asar Tzadikim V'chasidim K'moy Shashvatim L'tich Hodifar Hashparuchu Hupereya Mikem. You are a concentration of 10 that did not exist since time of my since the Shvatim. Aval agil lecha ha'emes. I'll tell you the truth. Kevon shiru Samuel harasha shadikei sakol shvaruch hu lachtayim et hashchisimon limsar asar tzadikim yad malchus harasha. Somach simcha gedoil. Samuel is the sar of Esav. That's Rome. Samuel is the spirit, the guardian angel of Rome. When Rome heard that Hashem is going to take the life of 10 tzaddikim, he was thrilled. And the words of the Medrash, Samach Simcha Gedoyla. V'hoya mispora loymar nitzachti es Michoel Hasar. I have prevailed over my rival, my nemesis, the Michoel. He was the Malach, the guardian angel of Klal Yisrael, whatever these things mean. Hashem was very angry at Samoel. Don't take pleasure. Bin fol oivecha al tismach. Miyod chora apa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Samoel Horosha. Va'omar lo, Ey Samoel, how dare you rejoice over the pain of my people. And you know what? because of the pain, because you rejoice so much, I'm going to do one of two things. Either I'm going to annul the decree, or if I will still carry out the decree, you, Samuel, are going to suffer big. I'm going to torture you, Samuel. I'll give you a choice, Samuel. What do you want? Do you want me to annul the decree and you go scot-free? Or I will carry out the decree, but you're going to suffer. So the rishus, this is an incredible limud musar for us, of how far the hatred of our enemies go. Samuel said, carry out the decree. Tomus nafshi and plishtim. I'm willing to suffer. The hanah, my pleasure, in seeing the tsar of Yisrael is so great. Hashem Ribbono Shelam, gozer to hate. Torture me and give it to them. That's horrifying. So the Amalai Esamal, I will give you a choice. I would sign Khalifta Asar Chachme Yisrael Mehariga. Let me annul the decree. Oh, to Kabil Olecha, you Samuel, accept punishment. Sarahas Lo'olam Haba, leprosy, which obviously means some type of very great punishment. Echad Mishnaim to Kabel, one or the other. Amalai Samuel Horosha Loyefter Asar Tzadik Mehariga, Va Kabalai Gezeroscha Kashadibarta. Carry out the decree, I'll suffer. Miyod, Hashem was furious. Hashem didn't expect this. Hashem thought that Samuel would say, you know, a Russia, they won't have the good life. And when it comes, push comes to shove, they'll care about themselves. No. Miyod, chora, apa, shel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al Samuel, v'lo, hispik, estivar, v'ad shakora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'ma, tatroin, v'nim, v'malach, ha-sefer, v'sa-agadlo, v'amlo, k'sor, v'asem, shich, chadoshim, nega, tzeras, 6 months of torture for Samuel. And it doesn't just mean Samuel, that means the whole Rome. It means Rome was destroyed. It means Rome, you learn the Medrash on a deeper level, this guardian angel, whatever happens to the guardian angel, automatically is reflected here down on earth. So Samuel, the whole Rome, gave up their existence so that these 10 people should die. That's what it means. Ushchin ra al edom v'gavus veishav al adom al behemov v'al kesef v'al azov yikanami v'al kol asher lochem ad shiyama ish l'chaveru heil l'charomi. Woe to you, Rome! V'chol asher ba b'pashud v'chaveru meishav li ein li chavis b'chem ki ein li hana b'chem. Rome came to an end, as it was worth it for them to give up their culture, their nation, so that these 10 people should die. The kevon sheshama Rabbi Shmuel kach miyad niskara daito v'chayu b'chalak v'rekia v'ana v'chayu royim mizbech samach l'kisim. Then, fine. He knew that it was too late. It was going to happen. So before he came back down to earth, he happened to get a tour. He was already there in Shemayim. He said to Shem first. So why not? Once you're visiting, you know, you go to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, you go for a tour already. So they have tour guides. They showed him this big mizbech in heaven. Amalei Gavriel Mazeh. Gavriel was the tour guide. Took him all over heaven. What's this? He has the tour. Mazeh. What's this? Amar. He said, Mazeh. Amar Mizbech. This is an altar in heaven. Amalei Umatem Akrivim Olav B'chol Yom. What do you bring here in heaven? There are no animals here. V'chiparim v'ishem l'mala amaloi nefosho shel tzadikim onu ma'akrim olav b'chol yom. We offer the souls of tzadikim upon this every single day. We say this in davening. V'ishay Yisrael in the Ritzay, right before we do modim. V'ishay Yisrael usafil osam. The fire offerings of Yisrael. It refers to V'ishay Yisrael usafil be'ahava sekabel beratzan. May Hashem accept with will the fire offerings of Yisrael. What does that mean? It means this. It means that in heaven, the Sar HaGadol offers on the Mizbeach the nefoshos of tzadikim, and Hashem accepts them. What that means, we have no understanding whatsoever, but you see where it comes from.
It's part of the Pashat, the Korbanos, is not what it means.
It doesn't mean animals. It doesn't mean animals. That's one interpretation. It's one interpretation. The future. The Gemara talks about this, but it definitely has meaning. Okay, just a few more minutes, I'm going to finish up. Final minutes, and we'll stop. I only still do one of the Asar Agamal, let's give us at least one. So the Yad Yad Rabbi Shmuel v'Higel Aris, he came down v'Higel Chavev Shukvan Nizrak Zevin Lechlev Nechtam V'Hoyu Misayinim B'min Shal B'min. Now this is another very new idea that we never heard of before. That they heard he came down, he told them, I got bad news, Rabbi Isai. It's true. I went to heaven, I told them the whole story, it's going to happen. 10 of us are going to die. We're going to die a terrible death, and it's going to be that. So on the one hand, they were right and left. They were happy, but they were sad. What does that mean? It explains. This is fascinating. On the right side, with their right hand, they were mourning. Why were they mourning with their right hand? It's a terrible thing. Terrible thing. 10 tzaddikim to die. But it's small. But with their left hand, they were dancing. The right hand, they were moving their, they were wagging their hand in the morning with the right hand. And in their left hand, they were dancing. Why? Al sheshkolon HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzidkos v'chassidus neged hashlaten. That, there, now you can't say it was Gai v'chas v'shalom, is that in that generation, they attained a righteousness that was never seen since the time of Yaakov Avinu. You have to understand, the leaders are only as great as the generation. Generation, the leaders reflect the righteousness of the generation. If these 10 leaders achieved a level of righteousness that was equal, that was unparalleled since, and was concentrated, did not exist since the time of the Shvatim, then the Dor was on a very high level. And they were thrilled that over here it's the Churban Bayis Sheni, and the generation is on such a high righteous level that did not exist such a thing from the time of the Shvatim. Incredible simcha. But yet Hashem brought the Churban. Yet, even though they were extremely righteous, obviously there was a very great defect that had to be dealt with, which caused the Churban. So you have over here, both of these things are coming together. This is an incredible thing, how you could have such incredible simcha. What?
The first page
says, you can't say about these people that it's Gaiva. The priests say,
they're talking about
the Asar Gemal, talking about the people of the generation. Hey, everything has to be understood within the context of what it says. Okay, so V'hayu Yoshim Zugos. Now, here's another very important thing you have to remember that it gives insight. When you read the Asar Gemal, so you just rattle them off. There are 10. The truth is, you should know that the one that we say in Yom Kippur only has 8. If you count, there are only 8. 2 are missing because the Kina is corrupt. It's been tampered with. It's been lost in the long years of Golus, and they have manuscripts. Some of the newer editions of the Kinos, they have added the 2 missing lines in the Kina of Arzeh Halavanan to make up the number, to bring it to the number 10. But if the standard editions of the Kinos, you'll only have 8. What? On Tisha B'Av. No, Tisha B'Av is Halavanan. Tisha B'Av is Arzeh Halavanan.
And that one has
8.
That has 8.
I'm sorry, it has 8. So you have to look at the newer editions. They add in the 2 more lines. Now, even if you have all 10, so if you don't know what it says here, you would just rattle them off. 1, 2, 3. There's more. There are zugos. It's not really 8. It's only 10. It's 5 groups. Zugos, 5 pairs. It's a whole different idea. The difference between 10 and 5 pairs. That's no. It's 5 pairs, zugos. For Yoshim, zugos, zugos. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Gamliel. That was like the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. The Melech and the Kohen Gadol were murdered one day, and then you have Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chananya ben Tzadion. They were a team, and then you have the team Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel, Rabbi Yosheva Sefer, and the team Rabbi Chanina ben Chalkinai, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Rabbi Chutzpah. I'm talking about Rabbi ben Baba. Dama. Nichnas, let's do just the first one and we'll stop. Nichnas, who will be murdered first? On Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I'm the Nasi, the Nasi, and Mizar, Shaldav, and Melch, Yisrael, and Allah, Shalom, I'm the Nasi. I represent the Malchus, I go first. On Rabbi Shmuel, Koin Godel, the Mani, Koin Godel, Ben Koin Godel, Mizar, Shalarna, Koin, and Yerik Tchila. I'm from the Kahuna, I go first. They were fighting, who goes first? Ah, the Allah, Rabbi Misas, Chavirai. Amra Kesar, Zelmar, Neon Egg to Kilo, Zelmar, Neon to Kilo. Look at this, they're fighting who goes first. Lottery. Now there's an incredible significance in this. It's unbelievable. A goyro. The nisa of the tzaddikim was the beginning of the churban. And the churban is the beginning of the exile from the land. How did Klal Yisrael enter the land? Through a goyro. Al pi ha-goyrol yecholei ka'aretz. And how did the golus begin? With a goyro. A goyro represents, you invite the Ribbono Shel Olam to participate in the process. Hashkocha. It was hashkocha we came into the land, and it was hashkocha that we left the land. It's a very important point to emphasize. It was a goyro who goes first. They decapitated the Nasi. First went the Nasi, the Melech. Tchila, v'chatul, even told about Achakach, Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shmuel took, Rabbi Shmuel, he picked up his head. Very difficult, he's a Kohen, it's Tommy Mace. How was he allowed to pick up the head of the Nasi? Okay, whatever it is. Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol, between his legs, v'tzolach, ben yirechof. I'm sure there's great significance in what this means. He put his head between his knees. Why did he put his head between his knees? There must be significance. Where is the reward for Torah? 70 languages. What are you so upset about? A guy doesn't understand this. Why do you cry over someone else? A guy, it's all about yourself. Ani, I. Cry by yourself, I'm going to kill you in 2 minutes. You should cry by yourself, you're crying about your friend. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, any boichal atzmi, I don't care about me, I care about him. He's greater than me. Shechaveri godol mimeni b'toyru v'chochma v'yal shek. Now this is a pillar, what it says here. I'm jealous that he got in to the yeshiva Shalmaila before me. You know, he got into Harvard. I only got into Yale. He got into Harvard, and I'm on the waiting list.
We ain't done that tomorrow.
I'm on the waiting list.
Yeah.
He got accepted, and I didn't get accepted. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to make it into Harvard. That's why I'm crying. Okay, obviously this goes on forever and ever, so we have to stop here, but at least you have a little bit of a taste. You have the whole thing in front of you. Something got cut off, but just a little bit of a taste of where the piyot of Eila Eskira and Arze Halavanan, where it is derived from. Have a nice day. I don't know, we'll see. Maybe we'll see. You want to?
Yeah,
you want to? So keep it.